Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 16th of June. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Darren Crongold.
Darren, good to have you as co-anchor, as Gary, now that COVID has finished, or
yes,
hasn't finished.
It has.
Now that the borders are opening up, Gary takes the first opportunity to jump on a plane, get in the car, get out of the state. So bit of a shout out to Gary, who was enjoying a holiday as he so richly deserves. Yeah. And good to have you as the co-anchor.
Thank you. Thank
What's
you.
Happening in your world? You've got daughters in VCE this year,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, yeah. No, it's been a busy time in my house. And through COVID, I stayed out and worked. And they all three kids were home, all girls were home, homeschooling. Yeah, I've got two, the twins are in VCE, so big year this year.
So not only was it a big year, not only is it a big year for your two daughters starting VCE, but it's been a big year on your bank account, given the fact that they both got their licence. And
no, they haven't got their licence. They both turn 18 on Thursday.
So they've both got new cars.
But they've got new cars, but the Premier, unfortunately, is only allowing Vic Roads open, I think, today, which is a shame, but backlogged, and they'll have to wait to get their turn. Instead of getting it on Thursday, we've got to wait and get a call now. So
viewers, just a word of caution. If you're out on the roads in the Malvern area over the next month or two, I would suggest you actually either walk or just drive down the road very carefully.
They're good drivers.
They're good drivers. How can they be good drivers when they haven't even got their license?
You know what? They're good drivers. They're all right. They're ready to get on the road, and I'm ready for them to get on the road.
Because the Crongolds are like Formula One. It's like a Formula One racing family.
They take after their father.
Anyway,
in trouble.
COVID, Darren, didn't stop you and your team from making some incredible sales. How's it been?
It's been interesting times. We, like everyone else, had no auctions and went to private appointments and face-to-face one-on-one open, so found it quite interesting. We, my team, in the month of April, from the 28th of March to the, we'll say the 20th of May, we smashed out 17 sales, which was fantastic. But since we got back, we've done 25. So we've had a really good run, which is we had quite a lot of stock for coming in from the good times from April and May, and some of them were moved out, but some of them had to keep going because people have made commitments in buying and had to sell, and some people had to buy because they had already sold. So we were really busy, my team, and it's been great.
And some very quiet transactions your team has been involved in. Shout out to Young Adun, who's part of your team, who put together a sale in Kooyong Road on the quiet. Prices undisclosed, but we can say it was a sale somewhere between $3.5 and $4 million. But that's all we can say. So let's talk about the weekend that was. Interesting weekend, Darren, because the industry is, it's kind of up one week and then it's down the next, and there's a big offering, then there's a small offering. But around the nation on the weekend, the two major markets, which are clearly Sydney and Melbourne, they kind of limped home with around high 50s clearance both in Sydney and Melbourne. We, of course, at Gary Peer & Associates, smashed the industry average, coming in at a very lukewarm 64%, but that was 7 out of 11 auctions.
That's right.
We're selling a lot before, and we won't give the number away for this coming weekend yet, but there is a lot of viewers being sold before. So if you are interested in a property, whether it's with us or anybody else, you must make sure that you follow that property and register your interest because a lot of properties are being sold prior to auction. Now, do you think the sales prior to auction is the mark of a strong market, a weaker market, or a lukewarm market, or has it got nothing to do with any of those?
You know what, I think just it's all of them. It just depends on each property. Each vendor's different. Each property has different circumstances. I mean, for us, we've had three sales meant to be going to auction this weekend. And we've been lucky that all three have been sold before. So
it frees me up really
frees
on the weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've got one Saturday and we had two on Sunday, and they've both all been sold now for a couple of weeks. So, you know, just the circumstances, some of them were set up for now, and one of them was meant to be going in on the 5th of April, but that got changed, so we got sold.
I think your answer to my question is a good answer, because even in booming times, there's still a lot of property that gets sold before auction, because if you think about it, an auction campaign is a full weekend or a full week snapshot of time, and it doesn't mean that it peaks in the last week. Sometimes the first week in, you can get your best buyer
100%.
Coming coming through. And sometimes that buyer is ready to go the first time they walk through the front door, which means we're there to make a transaction from the minute a property is listed.
And we're also finding that the price-wise out there at the moment, the mood and the way the people are, with all these 24-25 sales we've made, some of them, one of them a couple of weeks ago, we sold a price for, I can't say, but it was a pre-COVID price. So we're finding that at the moment with the low stock that the market hasn't fallen, it's just softened a little bit, subject to the vendors' expectations, but most of them have been selling towards the top end of our range from when we valued them in November or December or February. This year, getting them ready for auctions in late March and April and May.
Interesting point you're making, and you've kind of answered the question that I was going to pose, and that was, in your opinion, has the market softened? But ultimately, the prices, yes, it's softened a little bit, but we haven't really seen prices go backwards.
They haven't fallen, they've just softened. That's
how we're reading. So softening means that instead of having two or three buyers at the pointy end of the transaction, there might be one with a close second and then a distant third. Perhaps.
Exactly, or the vendor's expectation was up here a little bit and they've just adjusted it a bit, maybe, you know, between 3% and 6%, and it's all sold now. So, you know, at least they've had offers, which has been great, and vendors always want offers, but we've always been, and maybe have an offer and we have two parties make an offer and then it's on.
So we're going backwards and forwards and it's an auction prior to auction. Yep. Bouncing around from lounge room to lounge room late at night. Yep. Darren, we had a pretty good weekend. Yep. I didn't do many auctions personally, but I did jump out of bed. Well, I was well and truly out of bed by my 12:30 auction on Sunday, which was Leopold Street, which I've sold a lot of property in my time, viewers. I've sold a lot of property all over Melbourne and all descriptions in all price ranges, but I don't think I've ever sold a lovely, renovated timber home in beautiful condition right throughout. Everything, beautiful painting, beautiful carpet, everything about this house was lovely. There was only one small thing that it didn't have, which was a kitchen.
Right.
So it's the first...
Works for me. I can't
it's call. The... Well, funny that you should say that, because really a house in Caulfield without a kitchen
sounds very strange.
It's almost common, though, if you think about the number of Uber drivers that I see I see driving around with deliveries around 5 to 7
o'clock. So you won't be getting your schnitzel bagel sandwiches there, that's for sure.
So it was funny. This was a house in Leopold Street. Shout out to the vendors there who have entrusted us with the sale of this home. It was actually set up as a professional rooms with a permit for one practitioner. Right. So the necessity for a kitchen was not high. No. It was turned into a waiting room. So when we sold the property and we announced at the auction, you know, because it really was a beautiful home, we're showing it up on screen at the moment, all you had to do was go to IKEA the next day, buy yourself a flat pack kitchen, then of course spend the next 2 years trying to work out how to put it together. Have you ever assembled anything from IKEA?
Yes, but not a kitchen. maybe a cupboard.
Viewers, if you know how to assemble IKEA product, congratulations to you. Let's talk about some other sales from the weekend, Darren. I'm looking at the list. We sold all the way from, I've had sales in Mentone and St Kilda, Carnegie, Caulfield, Bentley. There's so much happening, Darren. But let's talk about the weekend that is coming up. Let's talk about the properties that we will be putting under the hammer, because viewers, we've got 19 auctions this coming weekend. So some of you at home watching this now would be saying, wow, the market's back big time. Gary Peer and Associates have finally got a weekend of the smorgasbord of choice and stock. Unfortunately for the viewers, 10 of the 19 are already sold.
That's right.
So 10 pre-auction sales. I think that would probably, as a percentage, Darren, be the highest percentage of properties that we've ever sold prior to auction.
Yeah, it's pretty
close.
It's over
50%.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a good start.
So, again, I'm going to have a quiet weekend. Let's talk about the properties that we're putting under the hammer this weekend. Darren, first up is number 140 Charman Road in Mentone, where Leo Samuel has the auction honours. Tell us about that.
Yes, that one in Mentone is a fabulous two-bedroom townhouse. That's two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car spot, and fabulous polished floorboards.
Yes, indeed it does. And then we move on at 11:30, where Jeremy Rosens has got auction honours. Lamore Herskovitz has been handling this property, and it's apartment 8 at 146 Alma Road, St Kilda East.
Yes, and that's a great apartment there. Two bedroom, one bathroom, one car spot, and a fully renovated bathroom.
And how good's Alma Road? How good's St Kilda East? Great position. How good's Australia, Dougs? Yeah. I love Scotty Morrison for how good's Australia. And viewers, if you're on Instagram and you want to get some real Australian humour, go onto your Instagram account and follow the Batuta Advocate. Which is really just Australian irony at its finest. You've right. got no idea.
I've got no idea
what I'm talking about.
My head
but
there.
Instagram, the Batuta, BETOOTA, the Batuta Advocate, who makes a lot of fun of our Prime Minister. Got nothing to do with the next auction. Okay. Apartment number 10 at 59 Carlisle Street, St Kilda, Darren, where Gary, if he's back from his holiday, will have auction honours.
Yes, and that's a great apartment in St Kilda, in Carlisle Street, and that's two bedroom, one bathroom and one car spot.
And viewers,
polished floorboards.
I'm sure all of you have been down Carlisle Street in recent times, but if you haven't, go down Carlisle Street, walk it from one end to the other, and then come back on the other side. It is one of the most eclectic strip shopping centres in Melbourne. It's a real multicultural mix, and demographics are from zero to hero. What a great strip. And if you buy that apartment, you can be part of that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the groove of Carlisle Street, you can walk to number 40 Sebastopol Street, St Kilda, where yes. you've got to love this, viewers. Daniel Peer is handling the property, and it's going to be auctioned by his father, Gary Peer. So we're going to have father and son combo going to this auction. So if for no other reason, viewers, get off the couch and go and see Dad and Junior sell a property in St Kilda.
Yes, and this is a fabulous home. It's a townhouse warehouse in Sebastopol, great position. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, two car spots. And I've heard lots about it, so I wish them good luck. It's going to be very
good. What an incredible home. Completely, of course, misdescribed by Darren. But it is the most incredible property. And certainly that's going to be great buying in Sebastopol Street as an incredible location. Darren, at 2:30, it's all happening in our wonderful new office zone. Well, it's not so new because we've been in Carnegie now for five years. Yeah. But Lior has auction honours of home number one at 35 to 37 Cockerib. Tell us about this.
This is a fabulous townhouse. This is four bedrooms, three bathrooms, two car spots, and just the latest and the greatest in Carnegie, which is just growing all the time. So we wish them luck. I've heard lots about this one, all just fabulous latest bathrooms and bedrooms and kitchens and light and space, and the size looks enormous.
Viewers, a bit of a shout out to what's going on in Carnegie and Glen Huntly and that whole area. We're starting to see some of the best architecture in townhouse development.
It's amazing.
Some of the things that we've either got for sale at the moment or are in planning. Mm. It's really extraordinary how much really cool architecture has come to Carnegie. It's really just gentrified extraordinarily. Let's talk about Sunday, Darren, where we've got another four auctions. We kick off at 11:30. Gary's back to do some work together with Joel Sirt, number 29, Aileen Avenue in Caulfield South. I love Aileen Avenue.
I love it too.
If you've never been down Aileen Avenue, connects Kooyong Road to Hawthorne Road, and it's a kind of winding, meandering, wide tree-lined street. It's a really, really lovely street.
Very pretty. And that's what I was going to say. One of the features of this home is just the street is just very pretty. But this is a fabulous period half house, semi-detached, and it's two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car spot. And again, Aileen is just a great street.
And check out the polished timber floorboards in that property. They are beautiful. Werona Street in Bentley. I've got the auction honours of that. I'm working with Jared Martin from our Bentley office there. Home number one at 8 Werona Street. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a great townhouse. That's three bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spots. And again, just in the area there of Bentley and Carnegie, it's all just happening.
And we've got a display range there, price range of $1,175,000 to $1,275,000. So great opportunity to get right into the Bentley area. We move from there to 139 Bamborough Road in Caulfield, which may or may not go to auction.
That's right.
So before you jump out of bed, well, you should be out of bed at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yes.
But before you take your slippers off, to put your runners on to go to this auction, it may well be sold.
That's right.
But failing that, if it's not sold, tell us about it.
Yes, this is a fabulous home on the corner of Bamber and Snowden Avenue. Land there is 676 square metres. It's four bedroom or potentially five bedroom home and two bathrooms. It's fully renovated in bathrooms and kitchens. It's a great opportunity. So, the price is right. So,
and it's a great spot. Bamber Road and Snowden, what a great address. Mm. Speaking of great addresses, we've got number 33 Rothschild Street in Glen Huntly, which is a great position because you can walk to the train station in Carnegie.
North-facing
block. The tram in Glen Huntly Road and all of the incredible features on the doorstep there.
And this is a great home. It's a brick home, but it's also land opportunity, good development opportunity for a double town, for townhouses.
643 square metres of the primest north-facing land.
But the brick home is five bedrooms, two bathrooms and two car spots, so easily rent out until you get all your plans together. But great, like Philip said, to public transport and north-facing.
Lior so Samuel's got auction honours there on Sunday at 2:30. Darren, our feature property of the week is number 27 Willesden Road in Hughesdale, which you're close to because you're standing there. Now, it's not very often that a Crongold gets employed to sell a church.
Yes, that's true.
An ex-church.
That's true. And this is going to auction not this weekend, it's the following weekend.
The following weekend.
But this is an unbelievable opportunity. It is a gorgeous church, brick home, fully brick and fully renovated. North facing, got an in-ground pool. The minute you walk in, it's got these fabulous gates that open up automatically. Got this long driveway up to a garage out the back. But just the whole home is just a beautiful home. Four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, and you know, it says two, but I reckon you can get six cars up the drive there.
So, viewers, this really is an incredible property. I think Darren has described its accommodation, but perhaps not described its wow factor.
It's wow factor.
If you imagine it is an old church that people have lovingly restored and turned it into a family home. So you've got a lot of exposed brickwork. You've got some fabulous timber beams and timber trusses. And upstairs where the bedrooms are, I think the way they've done the carpentry into the roof, it's really like this gorgeous jewellery box. And then, of course, it's got this lifestyle amenity of the garage, which morphs into an alfresco area in the swimming pool.
What I also
love about that property, Darren, is the fact that you've got wine bars and cafes literally on your doorstep, access to the train station.
Okay, that's one feature I've got to find. We've been standing there for a while now. It's just the amenities in that pocket are just unbelievable. It's just they've got created this bike track that people ride all weekend. Coffee's everywhere. The train is there. Dainong Road around the corner. It's got so much to offer.
And of course, if you're a shopper, you can put the kids in the car and within two or three minutes be in Chadstone. And why you'd want to do that, I have absolutely no idea. But apparently some people do love that. Great property though. And by the way, shout out, again, a non-political statement, but this train overpass, the Skyrail, that absolutely, amazing. I reckon if you'd done a survey pre the Skyrail going in, I reckon 90% of people would go, oh, this is terrible. Yeah. This is an outrage. It's going to ruin our lives. It's going to ruin the amenity. No. Property prices are going to come down. Well, lo and behold, find a resident now that doesn't love the Skyrail. Firstly, all of the train stations are now,
they're
fabulous. They're modern. They're safe. They're secure. They're schmick.
They're lit up everywhere.
And then that entire bike path. Oh. I drove down there last Sunday with a mate because I wanted to show him the area and just because I think he should invest around there. And we're driving along the bike path, and there's like people everywhere. People on skateboards, people on rollerblades, families walking.
Until we started selling, I actually never knew this actually existed. It's unbelievable. It's actually quite pleasant driving along the train line there now. And passing all the people just in, exercising everywhere.
It's terrific. So, anyway, viewers, busy week as we come out of the COVID lockdown. Buyers are coming back to the property market. We know this not only because we're out there on the weekends, but all of the stats that are coming in through REA and Domain are showing that online buyer activity has gone up by about 40%.
Okay.
So we're well and truly back to the game. I'm excited. You're excited. Great to have you on
Thank
the show.
You.
You're always an easy anchor, Darren, because you just know exactly your timing okay. is always
Thank you
superb.
For having me. Again.
Pleasure. Viewers, look forward to seeing you next week. If Gary does return from holidays, I'll have him as the co-anchor. If not, we'll get you back again, okay. Darren. Viewers, have a lovely week. I'm Philip Kingston.
I'm Darren Crongold.